Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love in making this beautiful world and desiring godly offspring. Thank you, Lord, that you haven't changed your mind, that you sent Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, that you came to seek and to save and to restore all things. So thank you for this wonderful readings this morning, that we can understand that we've been taken hold of and been taken out of this world into your kingdom, to now know you and to know kingdom principles, to know the plan and the purpose, the name that's written in heaven for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 1 to 6. Jesus called the 12 together, and he gave them power and authority over all demons and to heal sickness. He sent them out to proclaim God's kingdom and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no walking stick, no bag, no bread, no money, not even an extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, remain there until you leave that place. Wherever they don't welcome you, as you leave that city, shake the dust off your feet as a witness against them. They departed and went through the villages, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As the opening prayer said, you know, it's so beautiful that God made this world and he made it for good, and he made mankind to be his children and to know him and to experience the Sabbath rest, too busy with their God and God busy with them. That was the original intention. And praise God, these disciples were then called out to know him, to be babes to evil, wise to what is good, as babes desire the pure spiritual milk of the word, so as to grow thereby. And so in the same way, God has called us out of darkness into his kingdom, to now know him and stay in tune with him. We don't speak about anything less than what we've seen and heard. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son, just like the beloved disciple John. So what we see and hear, that's what we declare. Because, yeah, God is in the restoring business, and we are in his kingdom to play a part in the restoring business. It's the kingdom, the city of God, heaven on earth, is available now for the believer, the one that's called out. But we've just got to stay in tune. Stay in tune with our God. He's shaking all the kingdoms of this world. Everything has been shaken. And even us that is in the kingdom, we have been shaken into place, being the fragrance he made us to be, walking in tune with him. And we are being transformed into his image and likeness. So that's the gospel. That's the beauty of this great and precious salvation that's been made available. So be blessed, arise and shine, and let your light shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.